Oui, incroyable. Oui. Bhanuswami Bhakti Rasmita Sindhu.
And he thought that for usual, for general devotees in this school, practice.
This is a class or a seminar?
Yes,
book?
It's a seminar. Seminar. He thought that for those who want practice Raganuga Sadhana, especially for devotees who is living in Vihasa Ashram, it's quite difficult because it requires many time, much time as usual. Like the devotee need to chant 64 rounds and like do more meditation. And he thought that this is not so. This practice is more for a renounced order of life. And, I mean, this not for usual devotee. It's not enough time if he living like in the city somewhere.
We can say different things, but we have to see. You know, is this what the Shastras say? Our Pramana, our statements should be backed up by the Goswami Granth. And they don't say that Raganuga Bhakti is only for sadhus and vairagis. It's not said. Anyone can say anything for whatever purpose, but when we hear something, we should say, where is that in the Goswami Granthas? Just ask this question. Excuse me, Swamiji, you're making this statement. But where does it say you have to chant 64 rounds to practice Raganuga Bhakti? It doesn't. Where does it say that you have to be a Vairagi or a Sannyasi Brahmachari to practice Raganuga Bhakti? It doesn't. 95% or 99% of all Gauranga's followers, all of his followers, 500 years ago and today also, they're all Grihasthas. And outside of ISKCON, many, many grihasthas, they have their siddha pranali, they receive siddha pranali diksha from their guru, their siddhadeya, and they are required to do yoga pit meditation, navadvip yoga pit, or Vrindavan yoga pit. Generally, some lineages don't do that meditation, but they are encouraged, of course. The primary practice of Raganuga Bhakti is to meditate on Radha and Krishna's leelas, develop the mood, especially the mood and sevas of the gopis and mandris of Radharani, in the mood of Radhadasya. So to spend as much time as one can familiarizing themselves with the associates of Radha and Krishna in Madhurya Leela and the Leela Stalis and the pastimes by reading the books about the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna and chanting as much as possible and meditating on their Leelas. When you're grihastha, that practice will be not less time, but the same practice. When one is renounced or retired grihastha, then he'll be able to engage for many more hours of the same practice. The practice for the grihasthas and the practice for the vairagis or the bhavajis is the same. There's no difference. Only this class here is mentioning, they say that he's making some distinction that Rag Marga is not possible. In English, there's a phrase, if there's a will, there's a way. Many people work two jobs a day. Why? Because they want money. They will to make money. So they work 8 hours, and they work 8 hours. 16 hours. And they travel for two. And then that's 18. They sleep for six. And they eat in the car, eat in the train, whatever. They have to get that. They want to get money for 5-6 years. They have two jobs a day because they have a goal. They want to attain some money. So if you have a will, there's a way. So if someone wants to practice Raganuga Bhakti, just like someone is married. He's married. He has two children. He has a full-time job. But he falls in love with another lady. Somehow he finds time to meet her, even though he's, you know, with his wife all the time, and he's with his kids, and he's at work. Somehow he finds an hour here, an hour there, or 2 hours here, or a day there, or makes an excuse here or there, and he spends time with his, you know, whatever you call it, paramour. because he's in love with. So if we have this love or this interest in Rag Bhakti, the main thing is lobha. Lobha, interest to practice Raghunuga Bhakti. It can start at Anartha Nivritti. It doesn't start, doesn't automatically start at Ruchi. Doesn't automatically start at Rati. It depends on the attraction, the interest. It has nothing to do with ashram. It has nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with even advancement. Anartha Nivritti is the beginning. Ado Shara Tata Sarasanga Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nivritti. So you have faith, you associate with sadhus, you take diksha, you receive shiksha, and you're practicing bhakti bhajan to get free from aparads and anarthas. The main anartha is aparads. That's the main anartha. Pop and sins, they automatically go by bhakti. It's not a problem. Sin and pop, our previous sins, our prabdha and aparabdha, that will automatically go by bhakti. Of course, we don't engage in more sins. We follow the four regular principles. But when we talk about anartha nivritti, we're not talking about sins. We're talking about aparad. Primarily, the main anartha is aparad. So even at the level of anartha nivritti, if one has greed, natural greed, to follow the Brijbasis, to emulate them, to be with them, to associate with them, to serve Radha and Krishna like them, to live in Vrindavan, hear about these pastimes, attain a spiritual body, then he starts practicing. This is what's told by the six Goswamis, not what you just told me. Everything has to be backed up by Shastra. It's a simple question. Can you please tell me, can you show me in Shastra where it says, there's nowhere it says you have to chant 64 rounds a day. There's nowhere it says anywhere in any shastra says you have to chant 64 rounds a day to practice Raghunuga Bhakti. I challenge anyone to show me. It's nowhere in Goswami's books. They're the law books.
Is it require some long meditation?
Excuse me?
Is it practice or it required some long meditation, as you told, from meditation on yoga pit and...
Yoga pit meditation, it takes about an hour. It's only done once a day. It's called anik. When you generally initiate in Gopal Mantra, Kam Gayatri, which are the main diksha mantras, main Vaishnav diksha mantra is Gopal Mantra. But then other mantras, generally, Hari Bhakti Vilas mentions Kam Gayatri. So the traditional historical mantras of initiation, especially in Gaudiya Sampradaya, unlike other Sampradayas, in Gaudiya Sampradaya has the Kam Gayatri, which is specific to the Gaudiya Sampradaya. But all Vaishnava Sampradayas, they generally initiate in Gopal Mantra. In Hari Bhakti Vilas and Sundarvas, Brahma Samhita, they talk about the Gopal Mantra and Kam Gayatri. These are Panchatattva mantras, Radha Mantra, Radha Gayatri, Yogamaya. Those are added later in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. We don't know how some people are saying that they were introduced 150 years ago, and some people are saying that Janma Matta had a Gaur Mantra. But as far as the Goswami's books, Goswami books are not describing anything about Yogamaya Mantra, anything about Yogamaya Gayatri, Panchatattva Mantras, Radharani, etc. But they have entered into the Sampradaya and are often given in Diksha by the Gurus. So that, and not every lineage of Gaudiya Sampradaya requires the Yoga Pit meditation, Navadvip and Vrindavan. But most do now. It's become quite the standard everywhere. Nityananda Parivar, Dvaita Parivar, etc. And as I said, it takes an hour a day. So even Grihasthas can find an hour a day to chant their Gayatri mantras and do yoga meditation. So that's the minimal meditation. And then you can meditate more. And bhakti is like that everywhere. You know, some brahmacharis, they only chant 16 rounds a day and they're distributing books all day. If they have more time or free time, then they chant more rounds or they read more about Krishna's pastimes. So everyone has some minimal standard of what they're required to do from their guru, and they do more according to their attraction and purification and their availability of time.